5. The Quest. How do the pros make money? Not only did I lose all of my money because of the stupid way I handled the bean oil position, but I also discovered that I'd never really been a trader. Sure, I had made money in the markets, but it turned out that I really didn't know how or why I had made it. I couldn't duplicate the profits when I had to make a living strictly by trading. The money I'd made over the years trading wasn't because I was a good trader. I'd made money because of being a good salesman, being at the right place at the right time and knowing the right people, rather than because of some innate trading ability. It was a painful realization to discover that I wasn't a trader. I didn't have the patience or mechanical skills to be a successful floor trader, nor the consistency to be a successful upstairs trader. If I was going to learn how to make money trading, I was going to have to find out how others had done it. I went and read the books and articles about and interviews with successful market professionals. I studied the best investors and traders from Wall Street and LaSalle Street, Peter Lynch, Bernard Baruch, Jim Rogers, Paul Tudor Jones, Richard Dennis, and many more. After all, when you're sick, you want to consult the best doctors, and when you're in trouble, you want the advice of the best lawyers. So I consulted what the successful pros had to say about making money in the markets. If I could figure out how they did it, I could still pull off getting rich again. And this time, I would keep the money. Here is some of the advice the pros offered for making money. Appendix A has a brief dossier on these pros for those of you not familiar with their names.